here. Richard, looks like we're starting to see some action here on the trade dispute between with the U.S. and Mexico.
Yeah, last week, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai filed a dispute settlement action under the USMCA in response to the Mexico biotech corn ban policies. Mexico's ban has already affected corn for human consumption, and it's left the door open for a possible ban on corn for feed. What this means is that a group of objective experts, international experts, will determine whether Mexico's ban violates our trade agreement, and we're hopeful that this panel will rule in favor of the United States and Mexico rescind its ban. Mexico's ban on biotech corn has already affected the human food movement of corn from the United States down there. And this doesn't just hurt American farmers. It also drives up prices for Mexican consumers and can hurt the economies of both of our countries. More than 90% of the corn grown in the United States is biotech. It's been safe, used for years, rigorously tested, and offers benefits both to our growers and the environment, allowing us to reduce the use of herbicides and insecticides as we grow corn. USMCA, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, requires trade policies based on scientific principles, and there really is no scientific basis for Mexico's ban on biotech corn. And we've been trying to point this out as loud as we could, along with our partners from other states and from national corn growers, shouting from the rooftops that this is wrong and that urging our government to take action. It's nice to see the administration finally moving on this, and we like to thank them as well as a broad bipartisan group of lawmakers who have been encouraging the administration to do this and advocating on our behalf. There's just a lot of reasons that this ban should go away, and then we hope that Mexico would live up to the agreements that it signed, and because this trade is good for both of our countries.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any idea on the timeline when this thing starts moving through the courts?
No, I do not know. Although I do believe that the settlement process has dates. I think there's a clock that started when Representative Tai filed this, and so it shouldn't be drug out for years. I do believe the process is supposed to wrap up in a matter of months.
Okay, that's why I was kind of curious how that was going to work out. So, good. All right. Anything else, sir?
Not on that.
Okay, good. As long as I got you, then I am going to start here. Just. Let's talk crops. You're in that DeGraff-Benson area, Clontarf-Benson area, I guess. Mm-hmm. What are things looking like down by you guys? Get the crop all in?
Yes, we had a little delayed start. Some folks on better soils, and depending on where the showers hit, got in a little earlier. By the middle of May, most of us were rolling wide open, and I would say the crop basically was finished by Memorial Day in our area because we didn't have any rain delays once we got started. So the crop got in, and soils were very fit, if just a little dry on top. And so emergence and stands, I think, are pretty good for especially the later. Some of the earlier stuff had 1 or 2 pounding rains on it, and there might be a little emergence issue, but overall, I'm pretty pleased with the way the crop looks in West Central Minnesota.
Yeah, you said stands look good. Well, I suppose weed control, weeds are coming too, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sprayers running in the last, just starting the last 2, 3, 4 days. And I just got my herbicide recs from my crop consultant this morning. And so by late week, I'll be hitting the corn real hard. Well, we've got some guys making hay around the area. That looks like the first crop's pretty good, but probably not coming back much until we get some rain.
Yeah,
and we've got a little bit of moisture underneath, but we really need some rainfall to replenish our surface area. I don't know when it's going to start to really hurt the crop, but I wouldn't think we've got more than a couple weeks to go on here before the crop gets big enough and starts using more moisture that between now and then we're going to need some, or we're going to start doing some permanent damage to at least the corn crop this year. Yeah, I was talking to one of my fellow board members here late last week, and he was out spraying corn and fighting mud, and he's only in that Clark Field area, which is about 50 miles south, straight south of me.
Yeah, right.
And that's a huge difference in soil conditions in just a short distance. And even the people that had ample in our area, the people that had ample moisture earlier, are starting to say their prayers pretty faithfully that we start to get one of these showers. I keep telling my wife that it'll rain when it's our turn, and we keep hoping that our name comes up on the rainfall lottery here sooner rather than later.
Yep, for sure. Very good. All right, Richard, appreciate it. Thank you much.
Hey, very good.